They usually pick an artist each year that they want to celebrate, embrace, advertise, and they'd like to give them credit for their years of work in the arts.
How long have you been making jewelry? Take me back and, you know, walk me through how you design jewelry.
Started making jewelry about over 30 years ago. Went to the Philadelphia College of Art. Fell in love with working with metals and really got into different textures. That's what I really try to explore, are the textures in metals and combining the different metals, sometimes combining silver with silver, sometimes combining a copper and silver, different stones, pearls.
Olga, has the style of jewelry over the years changed that you've noticed?
Well, I think styles always change. As far as the style of jewelry, sure. I'm not going to keep making the same thing over and over again. Sometimes long earrings are happening. Sometimes short ones are happening. Sometimes pearls are really hot. Sometimes pearls on leather are really hot. You know, I make what I like to make. Sometimes I follow the trends and sometimes I don't. I've been making cuff bracelets, oh gosh, for about 30 years, and I still continue to make them.
Now, here's something exciting, and it interests me because it was one of my favorite shows on TV. We're talking about Lost.
That's a fun show.
You were introduced to network executives of Lost, who eventually asked you to create a line of jewelry linked to that show's theme. Talk about that a little bit. That sounds very exciting.
That was exciting. That it just so happens that I was a big fan of the show. I just absolutely loved the show. And I was having lunch with a friend of mine in New York City, and her brother wrote the music for the show.
Well,
so I said, if I was stranded on the island, what would I do? And I would be like, I would probably, you know, make jewelry. And she was saying what she would do. And so the long and short of it was they were going to a party in L.A. They asked me to make some jewelry. I did for her and her brother. And ABC saw it. It happened to some of the people were there at the party. And one thing led to another. It wasn't even something that I was looking for, which I always find very interesting. I wasn't like thinking, oh, I want to make jewelry for the TV show Lost. I want to make jewelry for a TV show Game of Thrones. I didn't even go looking for any of that. It fell into my lap, and I just started making some things for the ABC website. And what is interesting about all these TV shows is that they always have products that are related to the shows, so that people can have a part of the show, whether it be a mug, a T-shirt, a piece of jewelry, a paperweight. And that's how pop culture works.
Wow. So Lost ended its run. I was sad to see that because, again, it was one of my shows.
Too.
Lost ended its run in 2010. And then you were approached by HBO executives about creating a jewelry line for Game of Thrones? Seriously?
Yeah, that was also when Lost ended. I thought, okay, that's it. You know, TV's gone, focusing on my jewelry. And then I guess it was about 3 years later, the product developer from HBO called me and said, we liked what you did for Lost. We have a new show coming out, Game of Thrones. We'd like for you to, can you make some things for us? And it's very structured. It's very... they know what they want. It's related to the show. There's a lot of ins and outs. There's a lot of legality that goes on with that. And so we gave it a whirl. And one of the most popular items that I ended up making was a box that had the three dragon eggs in there, which actually, the idea actually came from the Warner Brothers people in France. And they wanted me to make that. And that's how that one came about, which was really interesting. It ended up being our bestseller, still is to this day.
This is just all very fascinating.
Dragon, it's all I'm sorry?
This is all just very fascinating to me. I don't think I've ever met anyone that has designed jewelry for TV shows, around TV shows.
Well, I don't think I have either. And I think it was interesting that you design things that they're the actors, and it's not actually on the show. It's all inspired from the show. And it's so that everybody can have a piece of the show, and they like to have products relating to the show. Everything is sold on the HBO website or Entertainment Earth or Diamond Comics. There's all these big pop culture companies that I didn't even know about. I was used to dealing with galleries and doing shows, but which also then led me to doing New York Comic Con, which was also a real trip.
I'm sure it was. Comic-Cons around the country are very popular nowadays.
They're crazy. It's like Halloween 4 days a week.
All right, so coming up, Olga, we've got this 57th annual Brandywine Festival of the Arts. Will you be selling or showing any new design of jewelry that you want to let people know about?
Well, I've really explored textures, and I will definitely be showing a lot of new work that has a lot of organic-type textures on them.
Do you have a website that you can send people to that they can see your stuff, buy your stuff?
They can go right to olgaganatis.com, which will lead them to a shopping site.
Anything else about your jewelry that you want people to know about?
I think that the work speaks for itself. It's a lot of fun to wear. You can dress up the jewelry, dress down the jewelry, wear it every day, collect it, enjoy it. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, that's a big thing nowadays. I think people want jewelry that they can wear every day. That's not just, you know, a special occasion piece, but rather they can wear to work or they can wear to school.
Right.